Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing show. There we go. That fixed it. Don't forget to like and share. Thank you. We got a wonderful program for you today. Holy Lord, this is nuts. Nancy Pelosi and them take a knee. Democrats take a knee, you know, with the garb around them. I'll get into all that stuff. And, you know, I mean, when white people did that, they said stuff about white people. But Nancy Pelosi kneels down. And that is 100% okay. Stuff here. It's just not. I mean, it's double standards everywhere you go. Oh, let me see. What else do I want to get into? Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of. Oh, August. Gills. Black Lives Matter has to know who that guy is. If you don't know, then Black Lives really do not matter. Not that they would, anyways. I want to get into that. I need to do something and it won't let me do it. There we go. See if this works. The double standards that go on in this world, and I don't get it. I don't understand. Some Black Lives Matter, but some don't. White people do what the Democrats did yesterday, and it's cultural appropriation. Democrats do it, and like, oh, we're going to take a knee. If we're going to hold these cops accountable, then we need to hold everyone accountable. Because you got the George Floyd family now wanting to go using the UN to try to defund cops. Yeah, why don't we just eliminate all the police, all the military, and just let people do whatever the heck they want to do? I mean, why would you buy anything? There's no cop to stop you. You know, August Gills. Yeah, I gotta know who that guy is. I mean, selling weed used to be a felony. Now it's deemed essential. Some Manchester United transfer news. Tom Cotton does a commercial for Trump. Wow. He hammers Clueless Joe Biden, you know, because it's Super Thursday, Tuesday. Oh, he is just, Joe Biden is not there. You know, you got to keep your records out. You know, you got to have your records ready. It's nuts. All right, let's get into all this stuff. So, welcome to the program. I'm just fumbling around. I'm going to get into so much. Let me see here. Really quickly. Colossians 3:23-24. Work willingly at whatever you do, as through you were working through the Lord, rather than through people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. Think about as you're going through day to day and serve Christ, don't serve the people. you know, give God the glory, not man. And if you saw yesterday, Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats sitting, taking a knee, and with a scarf around them. And if you don't know, if you ever see, like, African-Americans wearing, Africans wearing, like, a scarf around them, multicolored, or shirts multicolored. If you know anything about Scottish or Irish, okay, there are terrorists that identify the Scottish military. This clan, that clan. So that you know you're talking about this group of people or that group of people. That's what that scarf, they probably didn't know what that scarf means. They were probably just, here, we got this African stuff, put it on there, pretend like you care. I'm giving up 1 minute of vodka drinking so I can take a knee and I can't get back up. I'm just saying. We're going to take a knee. I've been drunk before, and I have better speech. And what happens at the feast stays at the feast. And let me tell you, we've had some fun times at the feast. But guess what? I can still function better than Nancy Pelosi when I'm out at the feast. But hey, that's the world we live in, you know? We're going to take a knee. Yeah, and if Republicans would have done that, it would have been cultural appropriation. How dare they? I mean, let me tell you something, white people. How many of you were slave owners? How many of you black people were slaves? What was that number again? Zero. And you got white people kissing feet. I know. I want to get a skin pigmentoplasty so I can turn myself black, so I can get rid of my whiteness. Because, man, most white people I know are broke as jokes. But supposedly, you know, if there's only white privilege, then explain Oprah Winfrey. Explain Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, all those NFL players. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, yeah. Mm. Wow, Kevin Hart, mm. Morgan Freeman, wow, hmm. The camera must turn him white. I want to meet Michael Jordan in person because he has to be white because he can't accomplish anything because he's black. He can't. There's no such thing as black privilege. He can't do it. So that's, you know, only white people have that privilege. Yeah, white privilege means you're able to live in a trailer park and have a run-down truck with rust that still runs. That's how it is. Aspen. We bought a condo. That's my wife. My producer giving me crap. But it's the truth. White privilege means you can be living happy in a trailer park. You know, I don't get this. This race bait. Well, America was never good. See, what we're going to do is we're the Floyd family, and we're going to get with the UN, the United Nations, because we're going to defund cops. Because they're bad, all cops. Yeah, we're going to. And then there's celebrities that have billions of dollars that have their own private security. And they, oh, go ahead, defund the cops, man. I got my own private security. I don't have to worry. I can do whatever I want to. You know, don't forget, I got my PayPal link if you want to donate, help out, make the conversation better. But there you go. And let me know if you're watching, because they'll say I have like 50 views, 20 views, 1,000 views. And I can't tell. So if you want to let me know you're watching, ask questions, whatever. I'm on Blog Talk Radio too, so don't forget to check that out. But, you know, I mean, this is the world we live in. Candace Owens had her GoFundMe page canceled. It was a fundraiser for cafe and bars. Like for cafe. And it was, I'll get into this. GoFundMe has suspended a fundraiser hosted by Brexit founder Candace Owens and reportedly banned her from the site after she created a fundraiser to support an Alabama business owner who criticized George Floyd's protests. Wait a minute. Guess people forgot this is a free country. We're supposed to have freedom of speech, freedom of thought. And boy, are they trying to silence anyone who doesn't have their own thoughts or feelings. That's what Democrats don't realize. Right now, you stupid idiots don't know what's going on, and you're just going to rallies and just chant whatever. And when a conservative gets up to you and talks to you and says, so what are you doing here? And then when they realize that, oh, I don't support that, what do you mean? Oh, vetting means that we're going to make sure that people come in this country legally and they're safe? Oh, I didn't know. Well, I support that. I'm going to vet someone coming into my house. It's only, just wait. If you get your way, Democrats, till they start, I don't know, forcing you into something you don't believe in. Well, it's kind of like that Waco. All the people that survived Waco said, oh, that was great in the very beginning. It was amazing. And then all of a sudden, David Koresh was like, oh, God's telling me that no one should leave. You're gonna be brainwashed if you stay, if you don't stay here. And they put up guard towers and forced people to stay, and they couldn't leave, and they couldn't go anywhere and couldn't do anything. And all of a sudden, they said it went from being great to being like, okay, yeah, I didn't mind hearing David Koresh preach here or there, but when it got to be like, okay, we need to be sitting here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no sleep, just listening to David Koresh, you shouldn't leave, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't go anywhere. Then it got to be a, wow. It was no fun anymore. It's all fun and games right now because you're probably getting paid $2,000 to ride or $1,000, whatever. But when you start, just wait till you say, wait a minute, I don't support this. And they shut you up. And there are people who, now that you're against and you don't support the people that you were with, then what do? I don't support this. And they try to shut you up. Just like we're being censored. Remember, folks. You can vote your way into socialism. You'll have to shoot your way out. Well, not really, because you won't have guns. I'll take those. Because this is what we're dealing with. In 2018, the left went crazy over a white girl wearing a kimono to prom, claiming it was cultural appropriation. Today, aka yesterday, Nancy Pelosi was doing the same thing. And they're like, huh, I gotta, oh. Are you kidding me? I mean, when is Nancy Pelosi going to start getting down and kissing black people's feet? If blacks are so oppressed, explain Barack Obama. He became president of the United States, and he was born in Kenya. That's not me saying that. That's people I know who were born in Kenya. Yeah, see, I use factual references. I don't sit there and say, okay, let me show you. No, I do homework. I do research. That's what I hate when there's 75 posts on Facebook. Biden said this, or Trump said that, or this person said that, or Nancy Pelosi said this, or Pierre Delecto said that. And what's translated. Because I think Pierre Delecto is from Spain or Central America or whatever. He's Puerto Rican. Oh, that's who it is. Pierre Delecto is some Puerto Rican guy. That's who he is. My point is, you have all this stuff, you know, Pierre Delecto, everything going on. And Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Harry Reid, and all these, and like when they had the scarves on, and they're like, oh, it's one thing versus another, it's one thing, it's all boils down to double standards. Here's you got all this stuff. Because she... Nancy Pelosi, when are they going to kiss feet? I can't wait to see that. Can't wait to see that. There's some things I was thinking about, and I lost my train of thought because I got so much going on, so much I want to talk about, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Barack Obama became president of the United States from Kenya, Africa. I do my homework. I do my research. And because there's so much double standards, okay, take all those people I named. They're all double standards. But go back to this. Go to the link where it says they said this. 9 times out of 10, there's no video. Nancy Pelosi caught on hot mic. Well, I'm sure she said it, but where's the audio so I can prove it? Where's the video so I can prove it? You're not black if you stand against Democrats. If you support Trump, you can't be black. If you, what's funny is I know somebody, and out of legal, I cannot mention any names, but, you know, you sit there and you put African on that application, African-American, you know, because they don't have African, they have African-American. And when they went, and the lady didn't think much notice it, but when they went to interview him, they came in and said, we got a big problem here. We're going to have to, and they go, what do you mean? Well, it's illegal for you to lie on an application for a job or whatever, claiming you have things, and you have marked down here that you're African-American. He goes, and what's illegal about me? Sir, you're white. And he goes, yeah, so what? I'm African-American. Where does African-American mean black? Of course, he goes out like this, takes his wallet out, pulls out. Bam. There's my birth card from South Africa. There's my, like, African national card. Here's my passports. Here's my birth certificate. I was born in Africa. Where does African-American mean black? And he's sued. I got to pull it back, but yeah, because the lady thought that African-American means black. Like someone from Africa can't be a white person born there. Very interesting. That's the world we live in. You know, you can't, you know, if I remember watching something, they had something, who is it? Yeah, it was like during a basketball game, like during an intermission thing. Charles Barkley talked about how he was considered an Uncle Tom, how he was a sellout to the man because, you know, that's what happened to NWA. Once they started making lots of money from all this record deals and stuff, oh, now you're getting out of the hood. Oh, I see how it is. You're going to go live in Beverly Hills with all those rich people. Oh, the white folk. You know? Well, heck, if you have that kind of money, Would you still live in downtown Philadelphia, South Chicago, if all of a sudden you came into lots of money? You'd be moving up to, like, South Elgin, to a nicer part. You'd be moving to Bel Air, Summer Night. It's what you would do. And it's a divide. And that's what they try to do with this war. The people try to divide us. I mean, I found out through someone, like my auntie did a DNA test, and there's a big part of me that's Hasidic Jew. So you want to talk about a discrimination and, you know, all that stuff? Black people need to sit down. If you want to talk about the 2 years you've been, you know, if you're worth a dollar in reprocations for all that happened to you, to your ancestors, and I'm owed billions. You better start tripling the national debt and just give me all that money, because what the Jewish people have been through, I'm actually going to start looking into of that and seeing what they were and seeing what, you know, what they believe in stuff. It's just, it's a part of history that they're trying to erase. There was a Mark, I forget the guy's name. He does a talk show, and this lady called in about how we need to erase history. Because when you talk about slavery, it just brings the divide and people fighting. Okay, in the 1980s, I don't ever remember anyone getting their panties in a wad because there was a Confederate flag on the General Lee. I don't remember it. And actually, the Confederate flag is a actual square flag, and it was used as a battle flag to represent battle troops. There were black people that fought with the Confederacy. There were black slave owners. Do you not want your black kids to know that there were blacks that sold other blacks so that they could come here as slaves? The blacks from Africa do not want to associate with blacks from here. I've known so many blacks that were from Africa that got their citizenship here. But that's fact. That's hearing it from the horse's mouth. They don't look at color as like, oh, I can't do something. I want to be oppressed like Oprah Winfrey. I want to be oppressed like Michael Jordan. I want to have that kind of oppression. No, it's called get up at 3 a.m., get to the gym at 4 a.m., and practice basketball every single solitary day of your life to be where you are today, to sacrifice, to come home and like, I got to try something else, man. I can wring out my clothes. Gosh, raise your hand if you're sure. I can't raise my hand, man. I got nothing but sweat stains all over me. Let me try something else. And you have to go through 50 different deodorants because you bust your butt. Instead, there's a group of people. Okay, I don't want to work, so I want to be given what I have. What you should have done is when we had that toilet paper crisis, hand out toilet paper. Coupons. Here's a coupon for free toilet paper that lasts 2 days. Have it last long enough to where there won't be any. Yes, this coupon is for 2 days. It's good for a hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, and toilet paper. Well, there is none. Yeah, well, it's free. Yeah, this is. Yeah, what we're going to do is the government's going to hand out coupons for you to get stuff free. And the only way you can get anything is with a coupon. And they're going to make sure that when you get the coupon for the item is not available, so you don't get anything. It's the free stuff. I'm going to start doing this off the conversation, but, you know, you talk about white privilege and all this stuff, and we must have tons of money. I know there's a lot of broke white people. Okay? And I know people that have had, like, they have, like, these websites where you go to, and they got, like, these high-end celebrities for, like, $1,000, $2,000, $900, $800. You can pay them and they'll wish you a birthday gram. You know, like, hi, I'm Kramer from Seinfeld and I'm going to wish so-and-so a birthday. Well, maybe you can't afford that. Anyone that's got the money to do that, I want you to find the most like liberal people. See who's, find one of those websites where you can legitimately do it and try to find like the most liberal people on there, like Whoopi Goldberg, and like, and see if you can get like the late night talk show people, like the Daily Show with Trevor Noah and all them. See if they do it and get them to wish you like your friend a happy birthday, but have a bunch of Bible quotes and pro Trump things, so that when they wish him a happy birthday, just so you can get them saying, having like Trevor Noah support Trump. Like, open, that'd be funny. Have all these, like, anti, yeah, I want you to do a thing and have it so that they have to say all this stuff because they hate Trump, you know. But, hey, for $20, I'll do a birthday gram for anyone. Just let me know, you know. It'll be fun. Your loved one or significant other would be like, who is this guy and why is he wishing me happy birthday and how does he know all this stuff? Because you may not be able to afford that high dollar fancy celebrity. Well, maybe you don't support celebrities anymore. I mean, I'll tell you what, I have found more amazing content just by regular average Joes on YouTube than I have on paying $50 million to someone to do an episode of a TV show. It's cool. I just hate, like, if you don't see it live, and some people, they have, like things, like, where they have, like, 10 commercials, and, like, your video's 4 minutes long, and I have to sit, I mean, 20 seconds for, but I'm usually at work when, so I'm like, meh. Some of them I turned off just for that reason, because, like, I'm not paying for YouTube, but I don't want to, but I hate, like, when there's, like, a 30-minute video with, like, 7 stops, because I wanted to watch one of these Free With Ads movies. It's like every 5 minutes there's, like, a 2-minute thing that you have to watch. That's worse than watching a movie on TV. I mean, it's bad enough you have to have commercials on the movies on TV and they edit them and for time. And but, like, it's worse on the... So I'm like, nah. But it's the world we live in, folks. It's the world we live in. I mean, if you look at it, we do not have a systematic racism problem with law enforcement. See, if black lives truly matter, which black lives don't matter, they don't. You would all know who August Gills is. I've not heard his name mentioned once on Facebook. August Mills was a man who was killed and a woman hurt in Cottage Grove Heights drive-by. One was killed, August Gills, an 18-year-old, was hit in the head and shoulder and taken to Christ Medical Center in Oaklawn, Illinois, suburb of Chicago, where he died several hours later, authorities said no. Now, why didn't you hear about this? This was around 2:40 p.m. at the 800 block of East 96th Street. Place. Where an orange Dodge Charger pulled up and fired shots at them. You know why you don't hear about August Gills and this drive-by? Because it was a black man that killed August Gills. If a black life really mattered, August Gills would be getting the same attention as George Floyd. But people like August Gills die every single day in South Chicago, in Detroit, in Indianapolis, in Georgia, in Seattle, Washington, in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, Sacramento, but no one gives two bleepity bleep the bleeps about them because it's a black guy that did it, and they don't care about a black one. You can have a million blacks die at the hands of black people, and no one would care. Planned Parenthood was designed to kind of eliminate the black race. So, I mean, if black lives really mattered, they'd be protesting a... You guessed it, Planned Parenthood, but, you know, they aren't going to do that, you know, because that's not what's going to happen. But our thoughts and prayers on this program go out to August Gills and all those that have died that didn't get their moment of fame. And I don't get it. I don't understand. I know what's going on, though. Trump is going to get reelected. We got to do something. We got to cause turmoil, because now there's people. The World Health Organization is coming out saying that, oh, there's going to be another wave. It's going to be 50 times worse. They're scaring people. Now, I don't know if there is going to be an actual second wave, or if they're just like, let's see how panicked we can get. Look at how easily we had toilet paper disappear. Let's see how easily toilet paper disappeared. Let's see what else we can do. Let's see what we can make up so that they'll go flipping nuts. All they have to do is mention something about the water. Yeah, no water filter you're going to be able to buy is going to be able to purify the water. So you're going to have to buy bottled water, and you're going to be having people buying up cases and cases, killing each other over a bottle of water when you can buy iodine tablets to purify water. They'll make up something. Just under 26 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I do have the PayPal link down below if you want to help donate. Don't forget to comment. Let me know if you're watching, because I can't tell. And it says, hey, I have this many people afterwards. So thank you so much for tuning in. But this is the world we live in. But like Tom Cotton did a advert for Donald J. Trump, and it's not a funny advert to me. Because Joe Biden talking about Super Thursday, Tuesday. I'm Joe Biden, and I'm a Democratic nominee running for Senate. People in America need to leave their record players on. What? Democratic player, people in America, Republicans, Democrats need to leave their record player on. And it's clips of his actual things where he was saying real, I truly, honestly believe Joe Biden has some form of dementia. This is the part of the show that's real. It's not a joke. I truly believe he's suffering from some form of mental dementia. Early stages. And if he truly is, that is elder abuse. And that is so wrong. I don't care who it is. That's not funny. Some of the stuff he says can be funny if you know that's funny. But when you realize that it's too coincidental, there's... And I don't know if they know this and they're trying to get someone in under him that, okay, he's going to step down and is basically hoping that they can get him in so that then he can step down and... I believe, if Hillary Clinton would have taken Bernie Sanders, it would have been a landslide. Because there were a crap ton of people that were, okay, They stole the nomination from the guy that was going to give me everything. I would never have, I can sit at home and do absolutely nothing ever again, and everything would be free. If you think college and everything's going to be free, what makes you me think that you're going to actually want to bust your butt to do anything? You're not. You're not. I mean, you mean I have to scratch off this? No, you can actually, I have to scratch off this ticket to see if I won $1 million. What if I chip a nail or something? I mean, we have a generation of people that don't want to earn anything. See, I'm in the generation that when I grew up, you had a job you could afford. There are people that struggled a little bit, but you can afford things. It's getting to the point where, okay, you need to make like $200,000 a year to be homeless. I can't afford a 75 gallon of milk. Kidding me? It's inflation. That's why it costs to put air in your tires. I remember when I was a kid, there was a guy who would come up and check your oil and wipe your windshield. And that's how it is. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Glamorous Ladies of Wrestling Glow. That's how it is, though, you know. I remember that show as a kid. You had to be like 21. Hello, the Glamorous Ladies of Wrestling. Yeah, my producer's having fun in the back, yeah. But it's a good time, though. We love it. Hey, what? Wow, she knows sign language.
Yeah,
see, I'm on TV, so I can't. I'm censored.
Woo-hoo. That's why you're not going outside.
But hey, what do you know? I mean, you know, that's funny because I just came up because the video's away. But, you know, it's just this world we live in where I'm oppressed. Because, see, you need to kiss my feet because white people that you have no knowledge with 200 years ago did things. 400 years ago did stuff. So, and what's funny is some of these black people that want replications might have been slave owners if you go back in time. They were black slave owners. I mean, heck, when that DNA thing came back, it came up, I was Hasidic Jew. I'm like, yes, sir, I want my replications. I want my millions. That's right, man. Talk about replications. I want my $100 million. Because my people were my people. Guess what? We're all child to the one true king, okay? We're all tied to that one true king, and that's what people need to realize. We got to see the government would hate more than anything is if we all got along. But Democrats don't want that. These black people, oh, see, that's the problem. You have two, I hate watching live PD, and you have white people standing there, get down, get on the ground, get on the ground. Man, what? Why am I being arrested? Get on the ground. Why am I being arrested? Get on the ground. Well, no, why am I being arrested? Why am I being arrested? And when the officer tells you to get on the ground, you get on the ground. What happens? That white guy gets tackled by five people after he's been tased, all because he didn't follow orders. If they tell you to get down, just get down. Do whatever they tell you. And after the fact, then you got something to go on. No. Same thing with black people. They'll edit videos of black people. Oh, why am I being arrested? Why am I being arrested? Why am I being arrested? Why am I being... And if you watch the whole video, not the little edited clip that they show on TV, on the news, you were going 105 miles an hour in a 65 mile an hour zone. You refuse to show ID. You're refusing to cooperate for our safety. We are detaining you. You're not being arrested. You're just putting handcuffs on you so you can't run away. You can't do anything. You can't try to pull out a knife or gun and kill us until we figure out what's going on. And if everything's cool and he wouldn't show anything, and they had to tackle him. And of course, this lady in the video, she's the worst actor ever. This is unnecessary. Of course it's unnecessary. If he would have done what he was told, if he would have shown ID, if he would have done what the officers told him, they would not have done this. But when they do not follow the police's orders, guess what? They have to do things. If a policeman tells me registration and license and all that, here you go. Birth certificate, a hair follicle sample, whatever. What do you need? But if you ever watch Live PD, calm down and we'll tell you. Well, I mean, well, let's, for our safety, detain you. That just puts your hands behind your back so you can't do anything so we can talk to you. Because there was an officer that a dude had a hoodie on, and inside that little pouch where the you put the hands with the hoodie, he had a gun and killed the officer. That's why you can't have hands in the pockets. There's a rhyme, a reason. But black people, oh my God, why are you doing this? Well, why don't you do what he said? I'm going to give you a little story. July 5th, 95. Deer Creek Music Center, Noblesville, Indiana. It don't matter what, well, you were there. You were, if a cop tells you to jump, you jump. A cop tells you to move, you just do what he tells you. You can't tell me to move. I'm standing right here. And then when an officer gives you an order and you don't abide by it and you get pissed off because you want to stand there, so what are you going to do? Oh, we're just going to riot. We're just going to go tear down the gates. We're going to be gate crashers. Because an officer tells us to move, go somewhere else, and we don't want to because we think we're better. I'm going to say it was 7-3. 7-3 or 7. I forget. Let me look that up. I'm going to see when that was. July 2nd. It was July 2nd. Wow, man, that tells you how, wow. Yeah, but that's a long time ago. That was a sad show. I was in the lawn, I think. Yeah, I was in the lawn that show. And, of course, there are people trying to sit next to you and pretend like they've been there the whole time. And sad. You know what? If I didn't have a ticket, there are times I had tickets, and I'm like, we're just hanging out with people in the lawn, just playing like drums or whatever, just chilling. And I'm like, what? Man, don't you got a ticket, man? The show's probably starting in like 30 minutes. Oh, crap. You take off. I mean, yeah, the shows were amazing. Don't get me wrong, but they're. I mean, like this one guy said, I haven't been to many on the inside. I've been to a lot of shows on the outside, but I had a blast in every one of them. You know, and I mean, there were times where you're just like kicking it, like, man, this is awesome. You're having a blast. And next thing you know, it's like, okay. I mean, this country's come so far. Because I remember when, like, a whole carton of cigarettes, yeah, that's about the equivalent of smoking one joint. Oh, it's so dangerous and so deadly and so toxic. Yeah, said Irvin Rosenfeld. I wish I would have known about him back in when I was in high school, because I'd been like, yeah, really? Well, then why is this guy getting it legal for federal medical reasons? But that's how this world is, you know? Now it's, during the pandemic, it's deemed acceptable. Essential. It's essential. It's nice to know that it's essential. Yes, it is. Yep, you can't buy toilet. You can't find toilet paper if you can find cannabis. But it's medicine. And that's what you got to treat it as. You got to treat it as a medicine. You know, if you watch all these medical commercials, before you take this, before you operate or drive machinery, check this out and see what happens. Yeah, that's what you do. Okay, just a second, folks. I'm going to do something real quick, but, you know, it's how it is. I'm back, folks. But it's just one of those things that, you know, we've come so far in this world because to the days of it being so demonized to, hey, look at what it can do. And now they're trying to act like all this stuff that we knew, they've known for a long time, because Irvin Rosenfeld's a prime example. Irvin. Prime example of everything that's going on. Because he's been using it for all the reasons that now they're trying, wow, look, it can help with inflammation and all this stuff. Well, I just love to know how they do that much. Because he gets 10 joints a day. I mean, there's stuff out there that can tranquilize a donkey. And, you know, but then it does nothing to him, so it just helps him. But it's just one of those things that it was so demonized for so long, and we're having to take people and show them, hey, look, Colorado is benefiting. Washington State is benefiting. My buddy Adam Klein thinks it's going to come here because look at how much revenue, how many billions of dollars they're getting. But then you're getting cannabis for like, you know, like, okay, there's one cigarette's worth for like $40. Well, it's only like $3, but the taxes on it. Now that they're making millions and millions off of cannabis in Michigan, I can't wait to see how bad the roads get. Because, I mean, my brother Don was always like, they're just gonna take that money and run. They're not gonna actually do anything beneficial with it. And I'm like, well, some of my posts never really look how much money they're gonna have. I'm hoping that it goes to good things like fixing Michigan roads and other things. Mainly in Michigan, fixing the roads. But I don't think it's, hey, we can dream, can't we? You can dream in Michigan about getting roads fixed. But it's never gonna happen.
I don't see that happening. Fixing Michigan roads, when Rick Snyder was the governor, who was the governor when we got married,
mm-hmm.
who was a Republican governor, they had a surplus, okay? Couldn't mm-hmm. fix the roads then. So why is Michigan number 50 in state roads?
Yeah.
Or roads.
Well, because the governor that had now took that surplus and spent it on her clothes or whatever.
He could have used the surplus and fixed the roads.
Oh, I know he could have, but since he didn't, she just...
And she thinks she's going to get reelected.
No.
Everybody hates her now.
I don't know anyone that likes her.
No one likes her. She's a joke. Just a joke.
Is it a knock-knock kind, or...?
A punch-out kind.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the world we live in, folks. See, this country's so racist, a black man moved into a White House. But, you know, that's the world we live in, folks. I want to move on to Premier League news, and thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, put God first place in your life. Don't let people divide you. You know what they stand for. If you're gonna be a white person and stand with Black Lives Matter, don't know why. Ask them, why don't all Black Lives Matter? Why don't those two cults put on this, you know? And that's because, I mean, this thing is far-reaching. You have football players in Germany and stuff blowing up shirts with messages. And this Friday, we get Manchester United playing, so it's going to be great. I'll be awesome. I'll be able to watch the match. Got to see if it's on here. I'll at least be able to listen to it via the – if it's not on TV – I'll be able to listen to it via Talk Sport, and so it's going to be good. But, you know, I think as United, we have the opportunity to get a couple players. I think Sancho is their number one I think if United can back Sancho, they'll be a million buck happy guy. They'll be like, yay. I hope we can get, like, Donny van de Beek. And Donny van de Beek and Sancho, if we get Sancho, it'll be a great transfer window for me. And if we get Donny van de Beek also, I'll be happy. I think we're definitely in the race for Jude Bellingham. But if it's between a Grealish and a Donny van de Beek, I'd take van de Beek. I'm not going to, if it's getting a Grealish to United, I'd take Grealish. I have no problem, but I would take... If it's between him and Van de Beek, I want Donny van de Beek in a heartbeat. He's a better player. But I think our number one priority is to get Sancho. And then if we can get Sancho, let's see if we can squeak in another Neal. Now I say if we can get rid of some players, and I think we need to do that and try to get. No, because I think we have like a 70,000 net spend. And I think this transfer window is, because I think Jadon Sancho is going to have to come down. I mean, I don't know how people are going to pay what they're going to pay. I mean, if they still want $100 million for Sancho, it ain't going to happen. I mean, if Sancho wants to leave, if he can force a move. I mean, same with Donny van de Beek, and say, hey, I want to. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward how this transfer window works out, because, you know, I think Donny van de Beek, Sancho, Grealish, and Jude Bellingham are four players that were the top players that we're looking at. And I honestly think when it comes to Manchester United, if you have a Jadon Sancho and we get him, transfer window is done for United. If they get a Donny van de Beek or they can get a Jude Bellingham, then okay. But, you know, Koulibaly, I don't think will ever happen. You know, I don't see – I see Sancho as the number one Manchester United priority. And I hope I'm right. And I think we can – I don't think anyone else can afford him. So I think, you know – It's up to Dartmouth that they're gonna. Hey, are we gonna spend the money? What will we take for him? What's the lowest number? And with the transfer window, it is Manchester United needs to try to get him. I mean, if they try to get way more than he's worth, you know, if they try to get 100, we want. I mean, 90 million. I would say 85 to 90 million in this market right now. Unless they think, well, we want $100 million for him, and if we have to wait till next summer, he can force a move. And we'll just have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I just think it's going to be interesting to see what goes on with this coming up with this upcoming transfer window and everything going on. So I don't know. I think Van de Beek will be a great signing. So, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I think when we got Alexis Sanchez, which I'm like, yes, sir, and he just never done anything, that was a disaster signing. And that's, I mean, when Herrera was player of the year and thought, okay, I'm going to be offered another contract, and when they didn't do it, he goes, okay, bye-bye, I'm going to find someone. And then when they realized, he's like, oh, crap, he's going to leave, we got to do something. Houston, we got to do something. Andrew Herrera's going to leave. Well, you had your opportunity. When he was kind of like, bye-bye, that was too late. Got about 2 minutes left in the program, and thank you so much for tuning in, because we have an opportunity in this transfer window to get ahead and get some transfers in here. We've got it deep. We got it deep, deep, deep. We got some youth. Deep. But we got a chance to shorten the gap. You know, I still remember back in the day when Alex Ferguson goes, I'm going to knock Liverpool off their precious pedestal. Yeah, my wife just kind of annoyed me. She was going to become a Liverpool fan until I reminded her and I showed her their I Will Never Walk Alone. She's like, no, Arsenal.
Oh, my God. That is the worst.
It is. And she's like, that's what.
I can't even pretend.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Yeah, I know. I'm like.
I couldn't pretend.
I couldn't. I'd be like. But hey, but it's just one of those things, like moving forward, I think we have a big opportunity to get some players in here and do something. I think we're, I mean, hey, if we can get a Bruno Fernandes and we got Pogba, guess what? I think if we can get a Donny van de Beek in here, I think they might think that he's going to come in and win next May, Pogba will leave. And it's great. I think Paul Pogba is wonderful. You know, it's just one of those things that we do. You know, I think Paul Pogba is going to instantly do what he does. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of. We're just having fun. You know, hey, it's the end of the program, folks. But don't remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Folks, until this Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.